Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to Live Wires with Opaki Seal, Arrow FM, 92.7 FM, every Thursday at 10 a.m. and then again on Saturday at 4 p.m. Or you can listen live from arrowfm.co.nz or download the podcast to listen whenever you like.
Welcome to the last radio show of the year. This time we only have 5 presenters here. They're all year 8s and 4 of us have been going to Opaki for 8 years. Today we're going to be going live.
Hey guys, it's Una. This is going to be great.
G'day, Tessa here. Hope you enjoy it.
Hi, it's Aoife back again.
Kia ora, my name's Regan.
Hey, remember me?
It's Isabel and I'm back for term 4.
Every morning, Opaki students in their classrooms say karakia so we can have a great day, succeed and try in everything. Let's say it all together. Kia ora te mereno.
Kia whakapapa pounamu te moana, hei hura hi mā tātou i te rangi nei. Aroha atu, aroha mai, tātou i a tātou katoa, hui e tārikie.
Hey Aoife, I hear Opaki school was a big part in the Kapaka festival that happened last term. When was it?
It was the last week of term 3 on the last Friday of term. The Kapaka festival ran from Thursday to Friday of the last week of term, but Opaki school was only performing on the Friday. The festival was at the Waikō Hall and there was a lot of people in the audience watching us.
Can you remember who took part in the festival?
Yes, most of Whaka Ori Ori mastered in schools took part. There were Douglas Park, Hadlow, MPS, St Matthews, St Mary's in Carterton, Rathkeel, Lakeview, Chanel, Solway Primary and Solway College, Fernridge, MIS and Makota College. These schools either performed on Thursday or Friday.
I wonder what Kapahaka will look like next year. I wonder if it will be a whole school thing or if kids will get to choose if they want to. Regan, how many Opaki children are in Kapahaka?
The whole school's doing Kapahaka. I recorded the school singing and performing the haka. I also got the juniors singing two of their songs. Would you like to hear it?
That'd be great. Thanks, Regan.
We also got another one of Mahiris. We've got this one.
Yeah.
We also got the school performing the kapa haka.
I really like our school song, and it's so cool that Fire Shari wrote it for us. Isabel, can you tell us about the Makota students and why they came to our school with Fire Shari?
Sure, Tessa. The students came as support and help for Fire Shari. We had two kapa haka groups at school. The juniors had about half an hour learning their new songs, and then us seniors had about 45 minutes learning our songs. The Makoto students helped Fire Shari teach us the new songs, as well as the actions, and they especially helped the younger students.
The seniors learned our school waiata, haka, tinaia, opaki, and puriane. The juniors learned kori, o, tenei o, and tenei a opaki.
Aoife, what was it like performing on the Waikou stage?
It was really cool because the stage was quite big, so it gave off like quite a nice effect, and we got to do it as a whole school, so it was really cool. Una, what was it like for you?
I really enjoyed it because the whole school did it, and we got all dressed up in the dresses and stuff, and we got to watch some of the other people's school stuff.
This is Sailor Song by Judy Perez. She released Sailor Song, which is currently at number 4 on the ARIA Top 50. Sailor Song stayed at the top 10 of the charts in various countries, including Ireland, New Zealand, Norway, and many more. This is Sailor Song.
us. We can laugh off things that we know nothing about. We can go forever until you wanna sit it out.
In case you just tuned in, you are listening to Live Wires with Aupaki School, RFM 92.7. Every Thursday at 10 a.m. and then again at Saturday at 4 p.m. Or you can listen live from rfm.co.nz or download the podcast to listen wherever you like.
Now we're going to talk about Pet Day, which we had on the second week on Thursday. This year we had the market day where everyone brought different things in, but we also had the pet day, like when people brought their pets in. So Tessa, what pet did you bring in?
I brought my granny's dog, Fred. He's a labradoodle.
Oh, and how did he behave at pet day?
Not actually sure. He was quite scared because of all the big dogs around him, but he was pretty good.
Good job. And Regan, did you bring a pet in?
Nah, I didn't bring a pet in because we have two cats, but they're pretty feisty. So.
Oh. How did your dog Fred do? Did he win or?
He lost, sadly, but oh. I think he did pretty good.
Okay. And how did you enjoy this pet day with the new market day thing?
It was quite a lot.
Una?
It was a real change because we've never done that market day thing, but at least we made some money for the camp.
Yeah. Here's a pet day story by Cooper. Last Thursday, Aupaki School had their pet day for the year, which is your same Aupaki pet day with all the traditional stuff that we always do. Firstly, we got prepared for our stores that the year 7 and 8s do for fun. They're entirely free. This year, Drew and I did a store called Sponge Though, where, well, it's actually in the name, you throw sponges. It's simple. Our store was actually pretty popular. Who thought little kids would like to throw sponges at us so badly? At one point, we thought we were going to run out of lollies, so we said, you don't get any lollies. But at the end, we had too many lollies and just had a lolly scramble. I don't know if that was the case with the other stores like Balloon Adorn or Slip and Slide, that both were really fun. Next, we did the crafts part of the day. You would choose the activities. There was a choice of pancake stack, painted rock, seen on a tray, decorated cake or cupcake. We were allowed to choose two. When we finished, they got judged. There were certificates for first, second and third and highly commended. I got second for my pancakes, but nothing for my gorilla rock. Finally, it was time for our market day, where we sold items we made at home. There were pink lemonade, seedlings, cutting boards and bracelets. Most stalls made heaps of money selling their stuff. One stall even made $400. We made $15 and sold three of our products to Miss Stevens, Mr. Anderson and my grandma. I think they just felt bad for us. Now we have 21 seedlings just sitting around. Miss Rattray also bought some, so the count is now 20. So come buy some from us at Aupaki School, please. The pet day was a 60-40 for me, good then bad. It was really fun though, not as fun as the past ones as I didn't get to do many of the other stores as I usually do.
Now here's Regan, who's going to read Charlotte's writing.
We left at 10:30 a.m. and we got there at 10:30 p.m. So it was a 12-hour flight. 12-hour trip. After we got off, we booked a hotel room. We had to sleep on the floor with a mattress. After that, we got into our PJs and they looked like dresses. In the morning, we left to go get breakfast. We went to go look around. We also found a stall called Don Don Dinky. They had high chews and sherbet in them. The next day we went to a better hotel, not so much better. There were some beds and there were two mattresses that me and my brother had to sleep on. And there were three beds that
my mum and Gran and Dad slept on. The third hotel had beds but no mattresses on the ground. My uncle and his son came. We went to go try some fluffy pancakes. They were good, but they tasted like egg. We went on to our last tour, and we went to feed the deer. I got some crackers, and one of them bowed, and I fed it, one of them. They were so cute, but I did scream, a lot of which made them chase after me. After that, we went to Universal Studios and Disney, and I went on a ride that made me scream because there was a big drop. That's all. That's the end of the reading. I also got Bathurst. So, in 1938, Mayor Martin Griffin, that's the mayor of Bathurst, was creating a scenic route for people to travel around, but then they figured out that they could make it a famous race circuit, so they made it a race circuit and they did the Bathurst 100, which was, I can't remember how many laps it was. But in the late 1970s to the 1990s, Peter Brock and Alan Moffat, one of the most famous people at Bathurst. Peter Brock with 9 wins at Bathurst and Alan Moffat with 4. There was a battle between Ford versus Holden, which one was better. The race is 1,000 kilometres, which equals to 161 laps around the circuit, which is also it's a 6-hour race or longer. They also hold the Bathurst 12-hour there, so it starts at night and goes into the middle of the day. The lap record around there is 1:58.694. The car was a Brabham BT62. The fastest V8 supercar lap time around Bathurst is a 2:03.375. Did you guys know that?
No.
Clearly. Yeah, that's about it.
At Opaki School, we have a yearly cricket competition with all the house groups. Miki Miki, Kauparanga, Waihine, Waiwonga Wonga, Waipoa and Rimahanga. The cricket goes during morning tea and lunch. The games consist of 8 overs and the teams have a person from each year. So 8 people in each team. Everyone enjoys this competition.
This year for Udinui's camp, we're going to Able Tasman. What are we doing for Able Tasman, Aoife?
We're going to be going on lots of hikes and we're going to do lots of stuff outside. We have to cook, like, we have to carry everything that we're going to bring on our backs and, like, these big as packs. And, yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Isabel, what have we done to be able to go on this trip?
Well, we've done heaps of fundraising. We did 3 raffles, we sold pine cones, wood, we did the market day that Aoife and Tessa were telling you about before, and so much more.
And Regan, who's going on the trip?
We've got 14 parents going to support us while we go, and then the Year 7 8s are all going.
Okay, and what are you guys all looking forward to? Like, what are you looking forward to the most?
The ferry.
What about all of you guys? What's your
question? I'm excited to do kayaking.
I'm just excited to be away from my family, my siblings most.
Mainly the ferry, because we've done it once. I want to do it again.
Very nice. Hey, do you guys remember the single by Lady Gaga called Shallow?
Actually, I do remember that song.
Well, lucky for us, Lady Gaga has written another song with Bruno Mars called Die With A Smile. Here it is.
Just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
Listening to Live Wires with Aupaki School, Arrow FM 92.7 FM, every Thursday at 10 a.m. and then again on Saturday at 4 p.m. Or you can listen live from arrowfm.co.nz or download the podcast to listen whenever you like.
At Aupaki School, we have a buddy program.
Year 8s pair up with a new entrant and help them settle into their new school. On Friday morning, for about an hour, we do activities with our buddies, like colouring, dancing and fun games outside. We really enjoy helping our little buddies settle into school smoothly. I'm currently Year 8. I remember having a buddy look after me when I was a Year 1. When the 5-year-olds start, they get a tutelage to look after with their older buddies, and at the end of the year, the other new students take it home.
Regan, what's your favourite part about being a Year 8?
It's probably having the younger buddies, like helping them settle into school. It's probably the buddies trying to help them settle into the school. And,
What things are you guys excited to do next year?
To be able to like go off to college, and next year I'm turning 14, so I can babysit and stuff.
And we've been at four of us have been at the same school for 8 years, so it'd be good for a different school and a change.
Yeah, just basically having that big change to just settle into, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably going to college would probably be, my favourite part.
Cool.
How long have you guys been going to Aupaki?
I've been going for, 8.5 years, maybe.
Yeah, same, around 8.5 years.
Just last year and this year.
Yeah, around 8.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that too.
What college are you guys going to?
I'm going to Waikō.
I'm going to Danny Frick High.
Me too, I'm going to Danny Frick High.
At the end of every year, Aupaki School has prize giving at Rathgill College, and we're going to be talking about the cups that we give out at the end of each year. Here's the list of cups. Kerry Clark Cup, Te Ara Aupaki, the Harris Family Aroha Shield, Field Family Sports Person Award, Academic Award, the Speech Comp, Cameron's Cup, Arts Award, Enviro Students for the Juniors and the Seniors, and then the Kapahake Cup. What cup do you guys like the most?
I personally like the Cameron's Cup the most.
The Kapahaka one.
The academic and the sports one. Is that good?
I like the Kerry Clark Cup.
Oh, yeah. I like the Te Ara Aupaki one. What one do you guys hope to get?
All of them.
I don't really mind which one I get. I just personally just
want one. I probably want the Kapahaka one.
This year we also have the showcase. We're going to have lots of different performances with ukuleles and glockenspiels and stuff. There's also going to be some plays and things. The compeers that are going to be doing it are me and Tessa, who are Tessa's over there, Cam and Cole. And the person that's running it is Mr. D. He's started Aupaki as a musical and performing arts teacher, and we've been doing lots of stuff with him, like learning how to play instruments, doing plays, dancing, and this term we're just getting ready for the showcase.
Okay, the next song coming up is called Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. Chapel Roan is a pop singer-songwriter. By the middle of 2024, the album had climbed worldwide charts
and peaking at number one in New Zealand, Norway, the United Kingdom. Can you imagine being that famous? I sure can't. This is Good Luck, Babe.
Listening to Live Wires with Opaki School, Arrow FM 92.7 FM, every Thursday at 10 a.m. and then again on Saturday at 4 p.m. Or you can listen live from arrowfm.co.nz or download the podcast to listen whenever you like.
Isabel, do you know when the Leavers dinner is?
Oh yeah, I do, actually. It's at the 10th of November.
Tessa, can you tell us who you were a waiter for?
I was a waiter for Logan and Kaylee.
Okay. Una, what was it like being a waiter last year?
Probably wasn't the funnest, but at least for the Year 7s this year going to do it for us, so we did it for something.
Everyone on the show has been a waiter for 2 years. Year 8s, sorry. Last year and this year, we were... we are being served this year by the Year 7s. We get mains and a dessert. Normally we get mac and cheese, lasagna, chicken, trifle. This year, traditionally, the U7s set up the hall for the U8s. There is a photo booth which parents are allowed to come and have photos with their leaving children or child. There's a theme for the dinner and the social. Last year it was red carpet. And after, when the photo booth is closed, the parents leave and the dinner starts. The menu this year, we have sushi, mac and cheese, lasagna, chicken nuggets. Each year 8 has a year 7 that takes the year 8's order of the chosen food when the year 8's are finished eating. When the year 8's are finished eating, year 7's get to eat. Once everyone has finished eating, it's time to clean up with a theme. Aoife, how was the food at the Leavers Dinner like last year?
It was actually pretty good. I mean, most people just brought in, things that you just put in the oven and you don't really...
Most people brought in stuff that you don't really need to cook, so it was quite good, actually.
Thanks.
I'm going to be reading Charlize's story. On the second week of the school holidays, I heard a noise coming from the budgie box. It was a budgie that was hatching from its egg. So I looked inside and saw the littlest bird in the world. The budgie was as pink as a piece of watermelon. It was the cutest bird I've ever seen. I was even about to start crying because it warmed my heart so much. I asked myself, will they survive? I was so nervous. After a few days, a second egg hatched. There was another baby budgie, and another, and another, and another. After a few days had passed, one budgie had started to get feathers. The feathers were as white as the clouds in the sky. The chicks are getting bigger and bigger. Every day, I had to give them greens and lots of budgie food. There are some are 2 days old, some are 5, and some are even 11. That was Charlize's writing.
Here's Una with a story she wrote.
Every night, when we sleep, we have 4 stages. Firstly, the stage is where you're slowly getting to sleep. Your brain is slowly calming down. This is where you feel really calm. Also, your muscles may twitch. This is usually called light sleep. Next, there is stage 2, where you are becoming less aware of your surroundings. You're getting colder, less eye movement, and you're breathing. And your heart rate becomes more regular. Also, your brain is collecting all your memories from the previous day. This prepares us for a deep sleep. Now, stage 3 is starting. Your muscles are completely relaxed. Your blood pressure drops and breathing slows down. Remember that getting enough of stage 3 can make you feel really good the next day. This is the part where you could sleepwalk. When you sleep, your body fixes parts in your body. This is the part where your dream, your body is completely still and calm. Your eyes are moving very quickly and, of course, having amazing dreams.
That was amazing writing, Una. Thanks. Okay. Do you guys remember the song Good Luck Babe, the song that played most recently? Well, this is another single by the same artist, Chapel Roan, Hot to Go.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Take this city. Who can blame a girl? Call me hot, not pretty.
You are listening to Live Wires with Aupaki School, Arrow FM, 92.7 FM, every Thursday at 10 a.m. and then again on Saturday at 4 p.m. Or you can listen live from arrowfm.co.nz or download the podcast to listen whenever you like.
How have you guys felt about the going live on the radio show?
Honestly, it's kind of scary seeing yourself on the screen.
It's pretty fun though. I mean, it's nice not having like lots of people. It's nice being able to do a lot of the part of the show.
I find it amazing because this is my second time doing it, so I feel great about it.
It's also pretty cool being live. Like, people are listening to you. Like, every word you say, other people are hearing it.
Well, I've never done this before, so it's pretty cool and a good learning curve.
Do you think you would do this again if you had the chance?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would too.
Yeah. Same.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, I think it would.
Especially in this studio as well. This studio is pretty good.
And I think we've learned a lot throughout the year about with Mr. Attray and writing all these things with pressure and getting it done, which is good.
Yeah, doing stuff on the radio show. It's been cool to like learn how to write things to go on the radio show.
And do you think you guys overcommitted or like undercommitted, or did you do just fine?
I think we did pretty well.
Yeah, I think we did pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys think you'd do this as a job or just as a school?
Oh, yeah, I'd do this as a job. I love it. Yeah. It's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you for listening to our last radio show of the year.
Thank you for your time.